Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States remains committed to holding to account the Nicaraguan regime of Daniel Ortega by exposing those who suppress the democratic will of the Nicaraguan people. That's why the United States has imposed sanctions on Marvin Ramiro Aguiar Garcia, while Mauro Antonio Gutierrez Mercado and Fidel de Jesus Dominguez Alvarez. All three have enabled and benefited from the corrupt Nicaraguan regime. Marvin Ramiro Aguiar Garcia is the Vice President of the Supreme Court of Justice, National Political Secretary of the Sandinista Leadership Council, and a member of the Council for the Administration and Judicial Career of the Nicaraguan Supreme Court of Justice, which ensures regime supporters are selected for key posts. As the National Political Secretary, Aguiar directly advises President Ortega and Vice President Rosario Murillo and reportedly coordinates the targeting of pro-democracy opposition members. While Mauro Antonio Gutierrez Mercado is a deputy of the National Assembly and president of the Production, Economic, and Budget Commission. He publicly advocated for the controversial Foreign Agents Law, which specifies that individuals and entities in Nicaragua that receive foreign funds must register and make detailed monthly reports to the Interior Ministry. The law also prohibits such individuals and entities from participating in the political process. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he anticipates that this law, which contemplates fines and other legal sanctions for noncompliance, will be invoked to restrict the civil and political rights of certain individuals or organizations that the government arbitrarily deems to be a threat. Fidel de Jesus Dominguez Alvarez, chief of the Nicaraguan National Police in León, has allegedly directed assaults on many Nicaraguan citizens and journalists. Dominguez reportedly directed the ransacking of an independent radio station and beating of a journalist by Nicaraguan National Police officials. Dominguez was also reportedly involved in the abuse and beatings of a former opposition deputy and other Ortega opponents. The United States government will continue to take the steps necessary to support the Nicaraguan people and pressure the Ortega regime to cease its repression, respect human rights, and allow the conditions for free and fair elections that would restore democracy to Nicaragua.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.